"You have reached the Ercavallo military village." This was the most advanced military village along the Mount Ercavallo ridge, which runs from the peak at 3,069 meters to the bottom of Corno dei Tre Signori. The village was divided up into a number of buildings, including the top station of the third leg of the teleferic from the Viso Valley, which then continued to the defensive positions on the ridge. Some of the caves carved out of the rock provided shelter from enemy shelling. Most of the shelters, used both as barracks and for materials, was rectangular in shape in the most varied sizes and built in dry stone wall to head height, and the double pitch roofs were built with wood trusses topped by planks covered with tarred cardboard or sheet metal. Strongly inclined roofs were designed to manage the weight of snow. There were, however, single pitch variants such as those built against a rock face, which also offered avalanche protection. When they were not carved out of the rock in caves, ammunition and explosives deposits were built alongside sheer rock faces at a mountain, dead end, to keep their precious and dangerous material covered. In some cases, the roofs were reinforced with sacks of earth right across them. Other huts were built entirely in wood, with their load-bearing structures filled in laterally and up to the roofs, and then lined with tarred cardboard on both the walls and the roofs and fixed with wooden planks. These had double walls built with a cavity between them to be filled up with insulating material such as straw, hay, moss, sawdust and wood chip. The walls were sometimes lined internally with newspaper in multiple layers, which was not glued directly onto the planks, as this shrinks and moves around, but rather sacks or other fabric first attached to the walls and the paper being glued onto these.